So, Dr. indicating the follow-up progress notation, Gregory, G-R-E-G-O-R-Y, Calvin, C-A-L-V-A-N, date of birth 4-8-1957, place, future care, Sandtown. Patient seen today for follow-up for Dr. Chowdhury, cross coverage. It's a 66-year-old male. He has been admitted to the nursing home for continuation of his care. Patient was recently noted to be more confused. We did labs and urine analysis. Was unremarkable.
Sonny, stop putting your hand in that elevator like that.
Today when I saw him, he denies any headache, dizziness, cough, and congestion, more awake and alert, back to his baseline. He has symptoms of URI, and we did a chest X-ray show basal or infiltrate. And he was started on Augmentin to complete 7 days course. He has been taking it. And there were also the red is a small nodule in the base. Today no fever, no chills, no nausea, no vomiting. On examination, he's awake, alert. He has a memory deficit. His blood pressure is 118/866, pulse 62, temperature 97.3, Fahrenheit respiration. 18% of 95%. Hadidmic, nauchalic, eyes and enteric, neck, supple, chest, non-tender, lungs, decreased breast under the bases, heart to abdomen, soft, non-tender, bottom, past extremity, no edema, chronic skin changes. Neuro, he's awake, alert, memory is impaired, chest X-ray, basal is infiltrated, a small lung nodule. Assessment, acute bronchitis, is suspected pneumonitis, neck pulmonary nodules. Next line. Musculoskeletal pain, next line. History of PVD, start of post ride, baby to amputation, next line. History of COPD, history of HIV disease. Plan of care. Patient will be maintained. He is getting 500 mg per daily, Bictar V, 1 tablet daily, vitamin D, 2000 units daily, Spiriva and inhaler, 1 capsule daily. Okay. 1 inhalation daily, Protonix 40 mg daily, Tarna 6, 500 mg, 2 tablet twice a day. For DJD, naloxone if suspected overdose, Symbicort, 160/4.5 mcg, 2 puff daily, quetiapine, 25 mg at bedtime, Trazodone 50 mg daily, Suboxone, 4-1 mg, 1 film twice a day. Carafate, 1 tablet. Hey, 1 gram every morning. Aspirin 81 mg daily. Mirtazapine 7.5 mg daily. Sertraline 50 mg daily. Lecithin 12% lotion. a priority ID for the dry skin. At present, we'll continue current medication. We'll do CT of the chest for follow-up of pulmonary nodule. Care plan discuss with nursing staff. Thank you. Next patient is Smith, S-M-I-T-H, Larry, L-A-R-R-Y, date of birth 7/28/1956, place, future care, Sandtown, recovery for Dr. Chowdhury, patient seen today for follow-up in the rehab, patient, has been admitted for continuation of care. He was hospitalized in St. Agnes Hospital because of vomiting, blood tinge vomit is reported. He was evaluated in the emergency room. He has a known CVA with left side weakness, dementia, cognitive impairment, alcohol use disorder, seizure disorder. While in St. Agnes Hospital because of hematemesis, they did imaging studies. No occluded process of abdomen. Hemoglobin was stable. He was noted with pneumonitis, patchy nodular appearing infiltrate. He was treated over there for pneumonia. After stabilization, patient was sent back here. Today, when I saw the patient is lying on the bed, no headache, no dizziness, no nausea, no vomiting, no fever. On examination, patient is awake. Forgetful, disoriented, blood pressure is 147/76, pulse 77, temperature 97.3 Fahrenheit, respiration 20, pulse ox 94%. Neck support is empty, chest, no tender, lungs, bilateral, onchi, heart, tetanus, two abdomen, soft, not in balsam, past, extremity, no demon, neuro, he's awake, forgetful, and confused. Lab reviewed, medication reviewed. Assessment. CVA with ambulatory dysfunction, next line. Cognitive impairment, next line. Ambulatory dysfunction, next line. Pneumonitis recently treated. Hematemesis episode has been evaluated as antagonist. No clear etiology that has resolved. Next line, hypertension, dementia, diabetes mellitus. So NFK will continue all his current medications, PTOT. Recent labs, WC 6.5 hemoglobin, 11.3 hematocrit 34, BF15 current 0.9, CO2 22, potassium 3.8, sodium 138. Continue current medication, no other issue reported today by the staff.